Let's give him a shout of praise tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, that's what I believe the prophet was talking about when he said, you know, sing a few songs and get the atmosphere right for the word. Amen. It feels awful good in here tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll hear from heaven. That's for sure. That's right. That's what the prophet said, isn't he? Get that praying congregation. They're bound to hear from heaven. That's right. Let's turn your Bibles. I got a few things I'll announce, but I'll do that while you're turning. Joshua chapter 11. I got my title for this sermon right after I got done Sunday, and then during our little Bible reading with the family, I got the scripture I was going to use. So it's just funny how God uses some little things to put it all together. But if you looked at the calendar, which I'm sure we all did, right? That's what. Might seem a little strange to Brother Alexander. He's going to preach for us this Sunday. But I wanted one service with him this month, and it was like, well, that's the only one that's really going to work for sure. So, like, well, I don't want to burden anybody else, so we'll just do it Sunday. That's fine. So Brother Alexander's going to preach for us this Sunday. The following Sunday, Brother Branham said it this way. He said he was asked, is there any way to keep order in the church and things like that besides a reminder from the deacons from time to time? And he said, no, that's the way to do it. You know, and I'm the deacon, so there you go. Have like a church order service, but you know I'll still be preaching, so don't. But there's some things I want to talk about, because if you notice at the end of the month, I want to start doing this. I really felt led to do this for a while. I've been praying about it, and then my title tonight will tell you like why. It was finally time to go ahead and do it. So I believe I want to have a fasting and praying night here at the church, and just once a month. I'm thinking Saturday might be the best night because, you know, some might travel and you could just stay the night. You know, Dad's got a bed, I got one. We'll fit you in somewhere, right, Brother Kent? That's right. Even somebody else, that's fine. You know what? That way you can pray without thinking, man, I got to drive home and I got to get up and get ready. I better hurry this up and get out of here. No, let's have church, you know. And I'll talk more of the order of that and what I'm feeling led to do and things when we have a church order service. So just keep that in prayer. I just actually heard, I remember when I was at Brother Samuel Johnson, and that one brother from Africa came to me, and I think I told you, he said, you know, he's complaining kind of about American preachers and churches and things. He said, but you, brother, you're the only American preacher I heard preach with fire, you know. And, well, his assistant pastor actually shortly thereafter added me on Facebook, and I just saw on his Facebook that they're having a 21-day fast. Wow. I'm like, help me, Lord, you know. Sometimes we just got too much going on, don't we? We just need to slow it down and say, you know what, Lord, maybe I just need to get away with you for a while. Amen. Just a little talk with Jesus, make it right. So, amen. That's what's all on there. Some other things that might come up in the future, but for now, that's it. You know, your brother's here didn't tell me it was blue day, so I didn't wear a blue shirt. So you didn't give me the memo, that's right. That's okay. All right, let's get to the word now tonight. Pray that blesses you. Joshua chapter 11, let's go to verse 14. Joshua 11 and verse 14. And all the spoil of the cities and the cattle the children of Israel took for a prey unto themselves, but every man they smote with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them, neither left they any to breathe. As the Lord commanded Moses his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. Now let's turn to Joshua 18. And see that something doesn't quite seem to add up right, but I hope by the help of the Lord we'll get revelation. Because the word don't contradict itself. That's right. So Joshua chapter 18, let's start at verse 1. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh, and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. And the land was subdued before them. And there remained among the children of Israel seven tribes, which had not yet received their inheritance. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you. Yeah. I'd like to preach tonight, just turn the corner already. Y'all are real quiet on that one, but just turn the corner already. Let's bow our heads before Him. As we approach His Word, is there a need you'd like to lift up before Him? Say, Father, You know my heart, Lord, and I know You'll hear my faintest cry, and You'll answer by and by. God bless you. Let's pray with all our hearts. Lord Jesus, it's such a privilege to come into Your house, to come into Your presence, to come with those believers that still know and trust You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. They still believe the message of the hour that You sent us a voice to prepare us to leave. Lord, it's such a glorious thing, and we so appreciate it tonight. Father, the same God that gave us all these promises, You promised to come where two or three were gathered. You promised to speak to us. You promised to destroy all the works of the enemy, that we would have our inheritance that we had before the foundation of the world. We pray, Lord, that everything the devil's done in any Christian's life here tonight would be thwarted by the Word of God, that You bring every soul back to fellowship. You bring every body back to health. Bring every sadness back to the joy of the Lord. Grant it tonight, we pray. We pray for a fresh baptism of the Spirit in our souls, of the joy and power and presence of God. Speak to us tonight from heaven. But Lord, let us open up our ears. Let us open up our hearts wide and say, Lord, we receive Your Word. For we ask it in that name that can never fail, the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated tonight. I almost thought to call this just pull the trigger, but I think we'll go with turn the corner. just pull the trigger. You know, Brother Branham said that one time. He said, you know, if I shot my gun, you know, he's talking about a man out in the, he said, if it locked up, you know, a man out in war and stuff, you know, I didn't just throw the gun away and say, well, I'm dead. He said, you pop that baby out, you get another one in there, and you shoot it again. That's right. He said, just pull the trigger. Keep pulling. Amen. Well, here in the book of Joshua tonight, you know, we just read there in Joshua chapter 11, very profound thing, which I think some of us in the message need to go ahead and take home and swallow down and say, you know what, we got to fulfill the whole verse. Not just the first part, not just the second part, but the whole thing. Which is first here, it says, as the Lord commanded Moses, His servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. So let me stop right there. First, the word of the Lord came to the prophet, Moses. That's right. Which was, go possess the promised land. Amen. We understand that because of his own mistake, he wouldn't be the one to lead them to the promised land. But there would come one after him, one that came to church, one that was known for being in fellowship with God. Once that when Noah or Moses was heard from God, he left the tabernacle. But he looked back and said, Joshua's still in there getting ready for his ministry. That's right. Well, I want a ministry. I want to be mighty and powerful with God. Well, get on your knees like Joshua did in the presence of God, and you'll know what to do when the time comes. But the word had gone to Moses, the same word that never changed. The dispensation changed, but the word never changed. It came from word to manifestation. And the same word that Moses preached transferred to Joshua. And then Joshua not only took the word, not only believed the word, not only said God sent a prophet, not only said we need to be baptized, not only said we got to get the Holy Ghost, he said, why are you slack to go take the inheritance that God has already given you? Joshua did not fail the commandment of God. He did his part. Amen. All right, let's just go ahead and type it out now. That's right. Sometimes, you know, Brother Branham was given the Joshua commission. If you remember, I think it was pick up your pen and write. He said the Lord brought him right to Joshua 1. He said, as I was with Moses, so was I with you. And I believe just to make a right type out of it, Paul was our Moses. He had the same word that we are hit in this day. It never changed, brother, sister. A lot of people think it did. A lot of people think this message updated the Bible. It just got us up to date with what the Bible already was. Because I believe Paul done seen it all. He went to places he couldn't talk about, brother, sister. And brother ran across the curtain of time and told me all about it. So wherever Paul was, whoo, my, that must have been good. Amen. He said, you can't even speak them things that I saw. But when the message came to Paul, it was redemption. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible finished in his day. That's right. It was done. The revelation was given to the church. But then a dispensation changed. Hallelujah. And it went from the prophet to the prophet.
Sure.
It went from the prophet Moses, and according to God's word, we understand the type. It follows the scriptures. That's right. That Joshua picked up the same word that was given to Moses and went forward with it. Hallelujah. And he did things that might not have been exactly written, but it followed the commission. Hallelujah. That's right, brother, sister. Josh, there's no commandment that said stop the sun. But Joshua was walking his commission, and he felt, we have a need, Lord. Hallelujah. And inspiration struck him. And he pointed right at that sun and said, Sun, you stand there. And moon, don't you get over here, buddy. We're going to wipe the enemy out tonight. And I believe it's time for the saints of God to rise up and tell the sun, stay over there already. I need my victory today. Hallelujah. It might be the evening time for the world, but I'm in a different age. Glory to God. But not only did Joshua say he believed it, but he did it. Amen. Amen. He fulfilled his part of the word. And I believe our prophet has done the same. I believe Malachi 4 has done what the Bible said he would do. Joshua has done his part. That's not what Joshua's complaint was. He said, you children, why are you still in denominational thinking? Why are you still in program and not in the Holy Ghost? Why are you still following man and not me, says the Lord? Why are you still thinking that God works in a different way outside of his prophet? Why are you thinking that God would change his mind after the prophet left for 50 years? Why aren't you believing in all things? Why are you still saying this can't be healed? Why are you still saying that soul can't be restored that hasn't blasphemed the Holy Ghost now? Hallelujah. How are you trying to tell me? Why don't you have your inheritance? Hallelujah. Joshua did what he was supposed to do. He fulfilled everything he was commissioned to do. But he wasn't the only one to do it. The commission was for the children of Israel. And they had a leader. They had a man that fulfilled what needed to be done to get them into the promised land. And God did the same in this day. He sent a prophet. He opened the seals. He wrote it down. He put it on tape for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. To prepare you for a rapture. Don't tell me we need anything else. Get in them tapes. It's in there. Rapture and faith has been in those messages. Hallelujah. For 50 years. That's right. 60 years. 70 years. And it ain't diminished today. Hallelujah. You can't give me another voice that stimulates faith in the believer like this message. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus already done prophesied it. You can't change the word. He said it. I'll just quote it to you real quick. It's Matthew 17:11. And Jesus answered, said unto them, Elias truly shall come first and restore all things. Amen. That word did not fail. The prophet has come in this day. He has restored the word. Even when we thought there were still loopholes. Even when we thought there was still confusion, the Holy Spirit keeps coming back and says, no, you just go read that quote again. Go read that message one more time. And then we think we get something mighty powerful, don't we? We think, my, this is a fresh revelation. You type it in, boom, there it is. Prophet already said it. Hallelujah. At least that's happened to me a good, at least dozen times. That's right. Man, that's good. That's good. Oh, prophet preached it. Amen. Hallelujah. That's right. Joshua has done what he's supposed to do. Now, let me read you a quote here. Why Christ Speak, 1963. It was he that night when I was going down that road and seen that big mama snake about to eat my brother. And he said, you've been given power to bind him or any of the rest of them. It was he that said that. To my little gray-headed wife sitting back there, it was he that morning that woke me up there in the room, standing in the corner, said, don't fear to do anything or go anywhere or say anything, for the never-failing presence of Jesus Christ is with you wherever you go. It was he up yonder in Salvina Canyon about 3 months ago when I was praying, wondering what was going to happen. I was standing there and a sword dropped in my hand and said, this is the king's sword. It was he. It was he that said to me, as I was with Moses, so I'll send you. It was he that said to me 30 years ago down at the river yonder as a little boy, standing there as a little preacher on the river 30 years ago, standing there in that light, the same pillar of fire come down from heavens and stood there and said, as I sent John the Baptist to forerun the first coming of Christ, your message shall forerun the second coming. Amen. To all the world. How could it be when my own pastor laughed and made fun of it? But it happened just exactly that way. It was he that said it. Yes, sir. Amen. That's right. That's why people try to fight this message. They're trying to come against it. They're trying to say why it's wrong, but you can't get around what Jesus said about it. You can't get around that He said all things would be restored in the end time, and He told you who'd do it. Amen. So if you believe that we don't have a Gentile Elijah, well, then we don't have a redemption. That's right, because Jesus said Elias will come and restore all things. So if that's the promise to the Jews, we don't have a restoration.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Amen. And still preaching the rapture, I don't understand it. That's the sad part, isn't it? Now, let's be careful here. Let's make sure we don't fall in the same trap the children of Israel did. Malachi 4:5 has the prophet in it, but it has another group of people contained in one word. I'm just going to quote it because I think we all know the scripture. Behold, I will send you, Elijah the prophet, before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall, just letting that sink in real good. He shall turn the hearts of the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. Not that he might, not that he could, not if something might happen. He said it will.
Amen.
Unless he smited the earth with a curse. Praise God he didn't. Hallelujah, that's right. He sent Malachi 4. That was the only thing God said about it, but he showed up. And the second we saw Elijah, brother, sister, the second we finally caught that revelation that Malachi 4:6 is really fulfilled, what it ought to do to the believer. What it ought to do to say, you know what? I have apostolic faith. I don't have to just look up to Peter as an idol and look up to Paul as an idol. I can look at them as brothers and say, yes, brother, when I crossed over, I believed the same thing you did.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When you saw a man lame at the gate called Beautiful, you said, get up here and walk.
Yeah.
The same God did the same thing. Isn't that right, sister? Hallelujah. I feel good. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's the same God today.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But what's happened, children? Look, don't be like the children of Israel in this day where you got to have the message come back like it did the prophet.
Sure.
What are you doing getting out of line?
Amen.
What are you doing not possessing the inheritance?
Amen.
Why are you slack to go take it? And I believe that's why it was said that way. It's not because you can't. It's because you just won't get up and do it. Hallelujah. Now, let's not wait around too long. Let's listen here. World falling apart in 1963, like the Catholic Church woke up after St. Patrick. Like the Jewish Church woke up after Elijah, then garnished his tomb. Like the Catholic Church woke up after Jonah Ark. They don't know it while it's going on. But after it's gone, then they realize. Like the Church woke up after Jesus was crucified. Too late then, they done it.
Amen.
Oh God, wake up Pentecost. And quit living in a glare, brother, sister. When Brother Bram's talking about Pentecost, he's talking about the church of this end time. Just because we say it's the message now don't mean that ain't the same group of people. These were the people that claimed to believe the word of their day. Wake up, Pentecost! Let's see what his warning was. Wake up, Pentecost. I love them, Lord. They're the people. They've helped feed my children, Lord God. Let them know that the messenger of God don't have to come out of their organizational ranks. You raised up what you want to. Your God. Shake their souls this morning, Father, and bring them back to what? To a realization that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we're now setting in His presence in heavenly places, being lifted up by the Word forever.
Amen.
And we're now sitting in His presence, in heavenly places, lifted up by the Word. They're yours, Lord. Do with them as you see fit.
Yes.
I present them to you as trophies of the message in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I love Him. Do you love Him?
Amen.
If our sister would give a score, I love Him, I love Him. Are you angry with me? That's the prophet now. They said no. I didn't hear nothing out of you all, but... Are you angry with me? If you are, come here and shake my hand and let's pray. Hallelujah. See, I've told you the truth, the dying truth of the gospel. Someday you may realize that. Don't let it be too late. God, help us, brother, sister, to wake up now and to not say, oh my, I wish I could have. I should have. Maybe I ought have. Brother, sister, I want to go down guns a-blazing and say, Lord, I've done everything I could. I've done all that you revealed to me. When you told me to kick the TV out, I did it. Hallelujah. When you told me to pray, I did it. When you told me to fast, I did it. When you told me to help that brother out there, I did it. When you told me to witness of you in the midst of my enemies, I did it. Hallelujah. I've done all that my Father has bidden me. Amen. Amen. Say, that's a hopeless goal, Brother Andrew. Well, you're reading a different absolute than I am, because the Bible done said out of Jesus' own mouth, be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what is it time to do, brother? It's time to turn the corner that the message brought us to, which is to leave all signs of denominationalism in the dust, all signs of form in the dust, all signs of religious lives substituted out for the life of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the heart of every believer by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the message does not change. This was the message Paul preached. This was the message Brother Branham preached. And praise God, I believe it's still the message I'm preaching tonight.
Amen.
It does not need updated.
Amen.
It's the most updated word you could ask for.
Amen.
It's an on-time God.
Amen.
Yes, He is.
Amen.
Even if He's 4 days late on your watch, He still came on the right day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look, brother, sister, Jesus' own words. Let's turn there. I got a few scriptures I want to look at. Luke chapter 9. And then we'll flip over to Philippians. Luke chapter 9. Hallelujah. Jesus is going around trying to call disciples, trying to find those that will follow Him here in this chapter toward the end. Let's go to 57. Luke chapter 9, 57. If you're there, can you say amen tonight?
Amen.
And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said to Him, Lord, I will follow Thee whithersoever Thou goest. And you might be able to say that, you might be able to declare it, but Jesus knows if you really mean it. That's right. He already discerned. Watch Him discern all three of these hearts to be able to pick out the exact thing that's hindering Him. Brother, sister, if you're hindered, it's not because God didn't tell you.
Right.
It's because He's told you and you're slack to take the promise. You'd be surprised what little of a thing will corrupt your entire experience.
Sure.
Not because some other brother's doing it, some other brother ain't doing it. It's because God's already convicted you.
Amen.
It's because God's already spoke to you. And if you won't listen to what He told you, you're convicted. And it hinders the rest of your experience. Oh, you can fast, you can pray, but if you won't obey, you'll get nowhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now listen. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay His head. He said unto another, follow Me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow Thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Now look, we've got to get to the point where this is an absolute. This is not a suggestion by Jesus. This is not, well, this is, you know, kind of extra credit if you do this. If you will not go all in. That's right. If it's not all God, then it ain't no God. If it isn't all truth, there ain't a lick of truth to it. That's right. If you're not sold out that this is the Word of God, you'll never have the faith that you need to.
Right.
Hallelujah. We've got to get to the place now that we're in such a communication with the Spirit of God that we know it can't be wrong. Because it's God speaking it. And God is God. And God don't never change. So when God says something, He thought about it so long He never had to start thinking. He always thought it. So it's right. It's concrete. It's an absolute. Oh my, what a thought. It's an absolute. So when this God came and said, follow Me, they had what we would call good excuses. But Jesus did it. He said, Father, my dad died. Let me go bury him. My old denomination, you know, I just need to go say bye to him real fast.
Amen.
I mean, that idea, let me go study it first. That's a good one.
Uh-huh.
Devil come right in there and take away everything that was sowed and pull you right back where he had you.
Sure.
Just like Brother Branham, when he said he talked to all the ministers about the baptism in Jesus Christ, saying they said, oh my, Brother Branham, we're coming down. We're all going to come down. You're right. That's the word. We're going to get baptized. He said, who showed up? Not a one of them. Why? Because they waited too long. Said, well, let's go bury Father, Son, Holy Ghost real quick, and then we'll come follow you.
Right.
It's too late then. Why? Because the second the word shows up, you act. Uh-huh. See, we've misconstrued waiting on God, saying it's really just us messing around.
Right.
That's really what it is. Why you slack to take the promise? If God has revealed it to you, do it. If God has told you, kick the TV out, kick it out, brother, sister. God told you, sisters, the second you understood, don't cut your hair. That was the day you stopped.
Amen.
Amen. There ain't no time to go back and diddle down around about it. You already figured it out. That's right. Do it. Amen. If God done told you when to pray, you need to do that, brother, sister.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If God's already shown you by revelation what's hindering your walk with God,
Amen.
You don't need to wait on the Lord no longer.
Right.
You've waited. Now it's time to act.
Amen.
Amen. It sounds like a good excuse. The other one, he said, look, I understand the cost, Jesus. I've done waited out. I'm going to have to leave my father. I'm going to have to leave my mother. I'm going to have to leave my brothers. Can I just go say bye to him real quick? Can I go rub shoulders with the world real quick? I hope you're being spiritual, not carnal, brother, sister. Because that once it's time to serve the Lord, it's time to serve the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Like I just told you about Cole, that he just contacted me here a little bit ago. I got to talk to him. But he came to me once and he said, I want to get baptized. I'm ready to serve the Lord. And I said, all right, let's do it. Well, he said, let me go talk to his old pastor. Let me talk to my dad first and all this stuff. Guess what?
Yeah.
It's too late.
Right.
That's right. I'm not saying that's the last chance, but he missed that opportunity for sure. And I've even talked to some of his friends. He's gone pretty much through hell and back since then. You will. You real, because you ain't turning down me. You ain't turning down church. You ain't turning down Brother Branham. You ain't turning down some cult. You're turning down the Master.
Amen.
You're turning down the Peace Giver. You're turning down the only one who can protect you from the torments and trials and the falling apart of this world.
Amen.
And that's Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Just throw down the plow. That's right. Throw down the old plow and get the old gospel one and start a hoeing. That's right. Start praying. Hallelujah. That's right. Start believing the word of God. Start believing for your family. That's right. Abraham never helped Lot go into Sodom. He helped him by talking to Melchizedek. That's right. Getting in contact with God. And he was in such a contact, he was able to debate with him for a little bit. You say that's crazy talk. You just ain't got close enough. That's right. Lord, don't get angry with me. Don't get angry. But if there's only 20. Oh, Lord, I know I've done talked a lot. There's only 15. Lord, okay, one more time. I got one more. If there's 10. And you know what? It's just like Peter. He thought he was getting real humble, didn't he? Lord, I'll forgive my brother 7 times. He thought he was getting real humble. Abraham thought he was getting real humble. Just 10 souls. God done beat them both.
Yes.
He got lower than Abraham and higher than Peter. God found one righteous man, and he spared the whole city. He sent 2 angels, and he forced him out of Sodom before he rained fire and brimstone. The same God said, you think 7 times is a lot, boy? Then we begin to realize how many times he forgives us every day. Makes it a little bit easier to forgive one another, brother, sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just leave that old behind, brother, sister. I thank God. When I first came to this, I didn't have any strings to go back to. Some of us did. Some of us had thoughts that, you know, you might even picked it up in a so-called message church. And it done tied you down for years. Until the Lord said, wait, come here, my son. Let's tie that thing and just knock it right off.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So, Lord, give me the plow again. Let's get plowing. Hallelujah. Paul put it this way, Philippians 3. So I think it's a good scripture for starting the new year off, that's for sure. Philippians 3 here. Excuse me. And let's go to verse 7. Yeah, am I in the right spot? No, I'm in 4, that's why. There we go. The prophet didn't change the message at all. What Jesus done said back here, Paul picked up and did the same thing. Jesus said, if you're going to follow me, forsake everything. I don't care if it's your father, I don't care if it's your church, I don't care who it is. If it's keeping you from serving God, forsake it. That's a tough thing to do, brother, sister, but it's time to recognize that Jesus said, if you won't leave father, if you won't leave mother, if you won't even love me more than your own self,
that's right.
Don't try it.
Amen.
Amen. We're beginning to realize that's true, Jesus. Yes. You're right, because we watch someone that loved their wife more than God. We've watched someone that loved their husband more than God. We've watched people that loved their church more than God. We've watched people that loved their pastor more than God. They loved the deacon more than God. They loved their own thought more than God.
Amen.
And the one that's taken over everywhere, they love their own pleasures more than God. And all of them don't have the victory that a Christian ought to have. Jesus don't say these things to destroy us. He's telling us how to get into the real joy of the Lord, which is to just cut it off. That's right. And serve God first.
Amen.
And then all those things will be added to you. That's right. Paul said here we go. Philippians 3:7. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless. I love that word being in there. Doubtless. I never thought about it again. I burned the book. That's right. We're over. We're moving on. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. And I'm going to do this real quick and whine and complain about how hard it's been since I started serving the Lord. And I go to every new convert and say, oh man, you better get ready. Devil's going to come after you. I mean, it's just, whew, this gospel thing. I mean, yes, praise the Lord. It's the right thing to do. But man, it's hard. I ain't saying it's easy, but greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. What is this mountain before, O Zerubbabel? You'll be made a plain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
For whom I've suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Hallelujah! He had done cut off every string to that denomination. He had done cut off everything from his theology from before and said, it's all dung. And if there's anyone who could boast of his theology, it was Paul.
Sure,
if there's any man who understood from Genesis all the way to Malachi, it was Paul. And he said, everything I learned in the schools, everything I intellectually figured out, I counted it but dung for the revelation that's been given to me by the faith of God that's put in me. Because the faith of God isn't my faith, it's God's faith. It's God's thought expressed in me, and it's the same thing that created the universe. Hallelujah! A lot better than my little peanut brain can handle. Just let the mind of Christ be in you that was also. Let the mind that was in Christ be in you. Hallelujah. Let's go to 13 then real quick, and then I want to read you a quote. Same chapter 13. He says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. God help us to get a mind to forget where we came from, to forget what we used to be and how bad we were, and to forget what we did this morning that we know was wrong. We already done repented 20 times before we got to church. Hallelujah! What are you going to do about it, brother, sister? Turn the corner already. You're here tonight. You're here now. Serve God now. Praise Him now. Hallelujah. Love Him now. That's right. Hallelujah. Sometimes you all going to make me more humble than I want to be, because sometimes I feel like I should open up more about things I struggle with for you to recognize that we're all in this. And if it's not for the grace of God and the faith of Jesus Christ, we're not going in a rapture. But greater is He that's in us. Greater is the Son of Man that's revealed in this day. And He's conquered everything I'm going through.
Amen.
Turn that corner.
Amen.
Stomp that devil and take the inheritance.
Amen.
So I'll take some faith, but I don't know about virtue. I'll take some virtue, but I don't know about knowledge. Come on, brother, sister, where are we at? Turn the corner.
Amen.
We're at the top. That's right. We're supposed to be past building. We're supposed to be enjoying.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Why slack ye to take the possession? Get in there and do it. Let me listen to this now. Leadership, 1965. I never finished that scripture. I guess I should read the rest of that. That's pretty good. Let's do that. But rather, I count on myself to apprehend it, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth. Just sitting in my chair and saying, I believe it. God sent a prophet. Hallelujah, going in a rapture. What are you done for Him? Well, you're watching it. Come on, reaching forth. Say, Lord, every day. Not because of chains of legalism, but chains of love. Lord, I just want to be closer to you. Amen. I just want to have less of me and less of the world. I hate these things. I want to be in the presence of God. Forgetting those things which are behind you and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling. No low calling. It's a great calling. A high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Brother Branham says this in leadership. Now what life Luther had was justification. Wesley had sanctification added to it. The Pentecost had the restoration of the gifts coming back in. Added to it. But now it's completing in the body, you see. Three phases of it. And out of that, now when the resurrection comes, the life that lived in them Lutherans that went out, the life that lived in them Methodists went out, the life that went into the Pentecostals will all be raptured out of the ground in the body of the bride to be taken in before Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Oh, it's exciting. It's the truth. We've turned a corner. We're looking towards heaven. So maybe I need to turn that corner a little bit this way. We've already done all this. Isn't that right? Yeah. It's time to look up. Amen. The corner this way too, right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've turned the corner. We're looking towards heaven, watching for the coming. The cap of the pyramid, as we would say, His coming back. Amen. The church must be resurrected soon, and we must get ready. Yes, hallelujah. We're coming, brother, sister. If you're waiting on these things to happen, you're blind. That's right, because it's here. The squeeze is on us. Yes, it is. What Brother Bram, you go look up all the quotes Brother Bram talks about the squeeze that'll come. It's here. Yep. It is. That's right. Yeah. You say, well, they ain't locked all the doors. Brother, sister, oh my. If you only knew. Yeah. If you only knew how they forced churches around. Yeah. Brother Nathan, you might not know. I don't think I told y'all when I went down there that he was in the building he was in. They forced him out. He had to go find another building, and the Lord provided. Don't get me wrong. God watches His children. That's right. But he was in a storefront, and they were going to buy a third part of it so they could expand like Sunday school and some things. And the ones that owned the whole storefront complex said that there was a bar that wanted to come in, like a sports bar. And in Indiana, you can't be close to a church if you have a sports bar. I didn't know that, because in Ohio, that must not be the case, because I know churches don't attach to sports bars. But anyways, you have to be so many feet away, and it's not even good for business anyways to have a church near, you know. Because people start feeling convicted and things, you know. Maybe just drive right on past. That's right. But anyhow, so they told him, they were all month to month. They said, we're not gonna establish a lease again this month. Because the love of money is more than everything else. And look, and actually he told me the testimony. I'll tell what I can remember. There's a Methodist church down the road. I mean, this place is huge. I mean, huge by message standards anyways. I mean, I've seen Catholic churches 10 times the size. But It's a nice place, got a basement with rooms and all kinds of stuff, more than what they would need. But the Methodist church had it, and they wanted to get rid of it, and they could have sold it to anyone. They said they've been all kinds of places trying to take that land, but they wanted it to stay a church. So when Brother Nathan, they went and looked at it, they said, you wanted to make it a church? And they're working with them, giving them a rent to own. Right now, anyways, the rent is cheaper than the other building. And it's literally like 10 times as big, probably. I mean, it's a nice facility and things with rooms and everything and bathrooms and stuff. See how God takes care of us, brother, sister. Amen. But the pressures of this world are upon us. That's right. They're forcing the issue. And you know why? Because God's forcing the issue. God has brought every age to a forcing time. And we think, oh, it's the devil, the devil, the devil this, the devil that, the devil that, the devil this. You need to get a bigger picture of what's going on. God is looking for His prized possession. Amen. He's looking for that Job again to stand up and say, devil, go ahead, try it. Amen. Go ahead, give him trials. Yeah. Go ahead, make him sick. Go ahead, I dare you. Go ahead. Yeah. Just think about that for a minute. That's a true story. That ain't made up. That ain't a fairy tale. How do you think you feel? Yeah. Hope you feel good. Amen. If you don't, you might be living too much in this world. That's right. I don't want no trials, Lord. Ain't the revelation Peter had. He said the trials that you're having are worth more than precious gold, because God is establishing a character. Glory to God. God is making you fit to rule. When you cross over, you're not just a little peon. You're a king. You're a priest before God, and He needs you ready for the millennial reign. Hallelujah. It's worth more than gold. Hallelujah. We're looking up. We're getting ready to go. The forcing hour is on us, brother, sister. The squeeze is here. Thank you, Lord. Turn the corner already. Just go ahead and turn it. Believe all the word. Believe it for yourself. Believe what God has called you to do as an individual.
Right.
Would you want to know what it is? To be a son or a daughter of God.
Right.
Some people looking to be pastors or trustees or whatever in itself. We know we need those. Praise God for them. I thank God for that. Deacons and everything else. But if that's what you think God is trying to push you to, you missed it.
Uh-huh.
He's pushing you to be like Him.
Amen.
And you know what? Jesus was a deacon. Yes, He was. Pulled them cords right out, baby, and took care of business. That's right. I like that. One of them pictures I seen, you know, when people said, well, you need to act like Jesus. Just let them know. Getting a cord and whipping you out of here is on the list. Hallelujah. But He was a deacon. He was a trustee. You know, they didn't have funds. He took care of it by saying, go fish out there. Bring that fish and we'll give them. You know, we don't want them to be offended. Here's your penny. Get out of here.
Right.
Hallelujah. He was everything. That's right. We know He's our pastor. Amen. He's our great shepherd. All right, let me read this now. Turn on the light, 1964. Watch the great ecumenical move is going into this council up there now, just forming an image of the beast in Revelation 17. Exactly what it said it would do. You Pentecostal people going to sit still for that and go into it? Think about that. You just going to sit around and be just like all the other churches? Or you just going to sit around and say, well, we better not say Brother Branham because maybe we'll offend somebody. We better, you know, believe the message, but we can kind of hide it and kind of sneak it in. Brother, if you really believe this is God, you ain't afraid.
Amen.
That's right. And I'm here to tell you it is.
Yes.
Amen. I've watched people try to disrespect Brother Branham, but it don't go well for him.
Because
that was God's servant. Amen. You Pentecost people going to sit still for that and go into it? The forcing hour has come. Now is the time to rise. Trim your lamp. Shine with the gospel of Jesus Christ and the power. I know this is unpopular where many of my Pentecostal friends sit with the Pope and things and say a very spiritual feeling. To me, it's wrong. It's against the Bible. Let the Word of God be the truth. Yes, sir, it's time now. Brother Branham was going to start a prayer line here in 1964, proving his Word. And here's what he says. He says, maybe that's you this morning. Time has come for you to act. See? Maybe you're real sick. Maybe you're convinced that you're wrong. God forces the issue. Time comes for action. And he goes through a little example, but he says, watch her now. It's going to sting just a little bit, but it'll be good for you. See, sometimes a shock wakes you up.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. And that's right in the Bible. I'll turn to that real quick here you want to turn with me to Romans 11. Sometimes we need a little jolt from the Holy Spirit. That's right. Or sorry, Romans 13, 11. Romans 13, verse 11. Hallelujah. Romans 13:11. Actually, let's just read 10 and then keep going. Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Brother, sister, I understand we're totally dependent on God. We need Jesus Christ in our souls. But once you're converted, look, then all of a sudden the Holy Ghost is in you now. So it's time for you to act. Hallelujah. That's why we've got to be in union with Him. That's why we've got to recognize that the Word that's in me is the same Word that wrote the Bible. That when the inspiration strikes me, it's God moving.
Right.
Amen. So it's time for me to act. Not doubt, not fluster, not get worked up, not say, well, maybe this, maybe that. Act on the Word. Amen. That's when you see miracles. That's when you see visions. That's when the power of God moves, when you get a people full of faith.
Amen.
That have awakened and say, wait. Wait, it's over. God brought His Word.
Amen.
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 Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Joel's been fulfilled.
Amen.
Glory to God. The latter rain's fallen.
Sure.
The former and the latter rain's here.
Right.
And it's high time to awake. It's high time to say, you know what? I am a Christian.
Yes.
And I know what that means now.
Yes.
I'm not some backwash loser that's just crazy off his head. I'm the only one who knows what's going on.
Amen.
I'm the only one who has sight.
Amen.
And it is such a humbling thing, brother, sister, when you begin to think, why me? Why me? My, you think of the politicians of the world and just these men of power. When you begin to think like this, that all these decisions in the world are made by someone.
Yeah.
Think of the power to write it down and watch it affect a whole nation.
Yeah.
watch it now in this day affect the whole world. And no, you're the one that decided that. Think about that. The even like the power trip you could have with that. Think, my, look at that. But look, we're so far, we're galaxies past that. We can dictate everything. Oh, that's a mouthful. But we can dictate every situation, not because of what we are in the flesh anyways, but what God made us from the foundation of the world. The same God, when He made man, we forget this, He told him, go, have dominion. Subdue the earth. Take it under your control. Because I give it to you. Hallelujah. Well, how am I going to do that? Do what Paul said. Cast off them works of darkness. Put on the armor of light. Wake up and be a Christian. Be the Christian that you are. Turn the corner. Stop being a sinner and be a saint. Just do it already. Got a few more quotes. I'll wrap this thought up. I think we're feeling pretty good tonight. Why do you say this? 1964. If you happen to notice, all these quotes are after the seal. So there goes, you know, that doctrine. Okay. Now see, we are building a building, not a wall. Oh my. I could preach a whole sermon on that. We got all kinds of people who can build a wall. Brother Branham's a prophet, Brother Branham's a prophet, Brother Branham's a prophet. Where's the miracle part of this? Oh no, we're done with that. We're just over here. Hallelujah. We got the word, got the word. Where's the spirit? Well, I don't know how to turn a corner. Hallelujah. Now, any builder can build that, but it takes a real master mechanic to turn a corner, see? When you got to cut the corner, it takes time. It shows whether you're really a stonemason or not, whether you can turn a corner with it and keep the continuity with the rest of the building. Because there's plenty of people who think, oh, yeah, praise God, look at this spirit. And you say, hey, that ain't going to hold right. You tried to turn the corner, but we're all over the place now. It don't even match what Jesus said back here. It didn't match the message over there and all that. Hallelujah, come on. Amen. Joshua looked back and said, that's what Moses did, that's what Joshua did, and that's what the children of Israel are supposed to be doing. Come on, that's right. And it goes all the way back to Abraham's promise. That's right, it ain't never changed. It's all in continuity, that's right. Like I was telling you here about on Sunday, I had a thought come one time, felt mighty good. Oh yeah, felt so great. But then I caught a scripture there in Jeremiah. I said, I might have to skip over that scripture if I keep this doctrine. But I said, you know what? Praise God. Wad that doctrine right up. Burn it with the Holy Ghost right now. That's right. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and do it. When you can turn a corner with it and keep the continuity with the rest of the building, but turn the corner. Now it's on these corners is when trouble comes. The builders want to keep building on down, but we're not building a wall, but a building. Amen. One more here. He cares, do you care? 1963. He that heareth my words, St. John 5:24, for instance, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has eternal life. King James puts it everlasting, which is eternal, rightly. Has eternal life because he's believed. Many people say they believe. Now that is true. The scripture is correct. Amen. I'm reading the prescription. I'm reading what the prescription is and the antidote for my sin. But can I take it? Oh my. Can I believe? I might say I believe, but do I believe? That's the next thing. Just read it and know the directions doesn't cure the disease. The trouble in that, in our case, we won't take what the remedy says do. We got the remedy, but we won't take it. You've seen this. I know you have. You know, a lot of times it happens at big camp meetings and things. Man, you'll see. You know it's the Holy Spirit. Absolutely. You know they're calling souls. Hallelujah. You can see tears, genuine hearts coming forward, trying to give themselves to God. But what begins to happen? They never take that and go apply it to their life. They never take it home. It's just a one-day little revival. It would just be like in Israel when Moses told them, put the blood on the door. They said, well, I got the right lamb. I got me a knife. I killed him, but I just leave the blood here on the floor. I got the right quotes, brother. Right. I repented. Yeah. Why not get the Holy Ghost?
Right.
Yeah.
Got real quiet on that one. That's why you've seen all of those, a lot of them anyways. A lot of those so-called Holy Ghost feelings didn't last.
Right.
Because that's not, you know, God can move in that. I believe that He has. But the devil knows how to mask all in that. He knows how to just get all involved and make people feel emotional and say, look, you got it. You got it. Hallelujah. Oh, I know you got that TV still there and your video games over there and them worldly things, but you got it, man. You're okay. Apply that. If you really got it, you ain't got time for that. You say, devil, shut up. And you start. I don't know. Maybe you didn't have that experience, but that's what I did. So that thing's gone, that's gone, that's gone. I don't need none of this trash. I want the Word. Hallelujah. And we're at the age now where the Word is only becoming the Word. There's nothing else the Word can feed on anymore. We hybrid for years and years and years and years, but we turn the corner. It's no more that we have to believe anything outside the Word. The Word's been restored. Hallelujah. And we can have every promise in the book. Take it. Eat it down. Say, Lord, it's for me. By your stripes, I'm healed. That's it. It's settled. Take the remedy. Sure. You say, how do I take it? Raise your hands and praise Him. Amen. That's right. Shout praises when your throat hurts. That's right. Stand up when your hips are bothering you. Amen. Take the anecdote. That's right. Amen. Confess the Word. Tell the devil he's a liar. Amen. Trouble is that we won't take the remedy. We got the remedy. We've got it, brother, sister. The message people got it. They got the tapes. They got the quotes. They've got the Bible. They've got the revelation. But the squeeze has come, so few will actually take it. So few will actually receive the real Holy Ghost. So few will really just surrender everything they are. Because that's really your only problem, brother, sister. If you ain't gotten a victory, that's it. You're trying to get it yourself. You're trying to hold on to something yourself. You're trying to hold on to some little pride or some little love of the world. If you will just let it go. Swallow down the remedy. Say, Lord Jesus, fill every fiber of me. Amen. And He will. He will. That's right. He'll prove Himself. God always goes with a witness. That's right. Wherever He is, that's where power happens. Wherever the supernatural God is, supernatural happens. Amen. Let me finish this quote. I'm trying to preach it. I'm just going to say it because I believe this message. Hallelujah. Amen. We say we do because we can read it, but to really take it, we won't do it. See, the gospel is the same way, a medicine in this case. If the patient, the remedy has been proven to cure the patient, and the patient reads all about it, can you type this out, please? We've seen this too many times. I just need to overcome lust. So they just go and read every single quote in the world about lust and everything of Scripture about lust, but never do any of it. What did Jesus say? To even look at a maiden lust, you've already committed adultery. So the second you see a woman and you think you know that Scripture, it takes a real Christian to say, you know what? I'm going to do what Jesus said. You can feel mechanical, but I'll tell you what, I'd rather have that than to let the devil just push me around and go, hallelujah. All right, that was just one example, but there's plenty out there, brother, sister. And the remedy has been proven, a medicine in this case, if the discovery of this drug, and they know that every ounce of medicine that's in it, they know all the scientific names that's found in a certain drug, like the Salk vaccine and so forth. If we know all about the word about it, but refuse to take it, it won't help us. See, it won't help us. But then how do we? But we took it. And if you say you took it and the patient shows no results, he didn't take it. Right. That's all. Brother, sister, like Brother Kent told me one time when he was worrying about if this right is that right, he said, let the God that answers by fire be God. That's right. Let the God that shows up be God. And just let that be our witness. Brother, sister, you ain't got to vindicate yourself. You ain't got to support yourself. Let the God that answers by fire be God. And if you've taken the real anecdote, it will do certain things to you. That's right. You could say, you've seen it. Oh, I got the Holy Ghost and the people meaner than snakes. Talk bad about everybody. Every preacher's wrong. Every person's wrong. There ain't nobody right. And you say, wait a minute. Did you take the antidote? No, you lying. Right. That's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me see where I was at. I'm going to finish this quote. I promise. Lord, be my helper. If you say you took it and the patient shows no results, he didn't take it, that's all. Why? Because this anecdote ain't a man-made thing that can fail. This is the Word of God. And when God says the remedy is what God says the remedy is, that's what the remedy is. And when God needed sin to be dealt with, He shed His blood. Yeah. Hallelujah! And that was all He did. And He sent back the Holy Ghost, which was what? The blood into the believer. Amen. Glory, the same life of God into you, and He didn't do another thing about it. Don't tell me we need something else when God said that's the remedy. Amen. It cures every symptom of sin. Right. Well, I took it, brother. I just can't overcome. Shut up. You didn't take it yet. That's right. Might be flat, but sometimes we need to flatten out sin. Amen. Giving it too much time of day. That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, and the patient shows no results. He didn't take it, that's all. How if the clock on a wall wasn't... Oh, sorry, excuse me. Let me skip down a little bit here. I like to say here and bring down real strong for our people. Since the gospel has been proved these things. And they claim they take it and they show that they didn't take it. How can a person read the scripture upon the little thing that I talk about women with the bobbed hair and wearing shorts and so forth like that? How can they call themselves Christians when the very medicine itself says that it's different? See how? You say, but I dance in the spirit. I spoke in tongues. That don't mean one thing. Your own life proves that you didn't take it. See? You said you took it, but you didn't. For you're still showing all the symptoms that the medicine is supposed to cure. Oh my. And the medicine in the gospel line is a guaranteed cure. It's got to be. Now, you see, you got to show results. Amen. That's why when I think it was John the Baptist, he said, don't just repent. You come show forth fruit, meat for repentance. That's right. People say they repent and then they leave the thing right in their house. How is that repentance? You're just setting yourself back up, brother, sister. If you're an alcoholic and you tell me you repent and you're in a bar tomorrow, you didn't repent. Hallelujah. That's right. If you claim to be a Christian and still hate your brother and still ain't doing the things of God, come on now. You ain't taking it yet. If you don't love to read the word, you ain't taking the antidote yet. Because David said, I delight in thy law. That's right. I delight in knowing your rules, Lord. Why? Because they're my delight. Because I'm that in love with you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. How many is ready to turn the corner? You say, what corner, brother? I don't know where you're at. If you're still in the corner of sin, you need to turn back to righteousness. Amen. If the Lord's revealed something to you and you need to do it, brother, sister, you do it now. Amen. Don't wait till tomorrow. Look, you might have got a revelation from God that you're supposed to fast once a week. Right. Hallelujah. You do it. Right. And we'll wait on somebody else to start and then try to get encouraged. Look, you got the revelation, not somebody else.
Amen.
Amen. You know, we talk about the glory days. Brother, sister, it's time for today to be the glory days.
Amen.
That's right. It's time for not glory services in the past, but a glorious service tonight.
Amen.
Amen. It's time to turn the corner and recognize that Jesus Christ said what he was. He's the Word.
Right.
And the Word has been preached. You believe that tonight?
Right.
Which makes him the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the Holy Spirit comes and he vindicates that Word time in and time again.
Amen.
Don't turn back to worldly things, brother, sister. Don't turn back to who you were yesterday.
Amen.
Turn the corner that I'm a Christian.
Amen.
And then go ahead and turn up and say, Lord, I look for your coming.
Amen.
I look for your coming. Because brother, sister, if you'll just keep your eyes on Christ, you never go wrong. You never go wrong. The devil will tell you, you need to look over here. Be careful over there. You might lose your job if you talk about Jesus. Just keep your eyes on him. Keep your eyes on him. That's right. I was even talking to some students the other day. I can't remember what they said, something about helping people and things with the Lord and trying to get people. And I looked one kid in the face and I said, okay, be honest with me. Have you met another person that tries to get people to the Lord like me? And I say that for pride's sake. I was just showing an example. He's like, you know what? No, I never seen anybody else even try it. I was like, exactly. That's how desperate we're getting. That's why Jesus said it. He said, look, the harvest is plenty, but where are the laborers?
That's right.
And people want to labor. They want to be preachers and think that's labor. And there is a burden to that, but too much of it's just showmanship. Too much of it's just feeling good because some people pulled on you. That ain't why I preach, brother, sister. I don't preach to feel good. I preach to get the sin out of us. Amen. Because I know that this is a God-ordained thing. But this ain't the real burden of Christianity behind the pulpit. Usually I feel pretty good back here. I'm not going to lie. I thank God for the inspiration. While I was there at Brother Nathan's, I was only supposed to get him to talk 10 minutes. And I mean, I got wound up pretty quick. There's good inspiration there. And even Ellie's friend, who's never seen me preach, said, man, I've never seen Andrew like that before. And Ellie's like, you ain't seen nothing. What are you talking about? She knows it, nobody else did, but I kept putting on the brakes, saying, I'm not trying to preach at midnight. I'm trying to just give you a testimony and get out of here. But the inspiration, the Lord knows, you know. Sometimes you just got to say it a little bit. That's right. But we've turned the corner, brother, sister. And I believe even in this message, just in the last few years here, how the pressure has come on to find out, do we really believe? Do we really believe? Not just one thing or two, the whole Word that's been given to us. That greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. That every temptation, I don't care how bad it gets, I can live the same consecrated life that Brother Branham did.
Amen.
That Paul did. that my mama did, that my grandma did, that these saints of God that I adore, what they did, that my mom now does, hallelujah, that my dad now does. We don't need to live in glares of other people's experience. We need to know that I'm part of this. And the Word's come to show you that, hasn't it? Come on, I ain't been an hour. Don't shut on me yet. You can kind of feel that. Just an hour right now. I'm trying, brother. Hallelujah. It's time to quit looking for glares and realize I'm the one that's supposed to turn now. I'm the one that's supposed to do this. The baton's been passed.
Yes.
It's not even time to look at Joshua no more. Joshua did it. He got you over here. He wiped out 31 kings or whatever. He's led you the whole way. Go take it now. Well, I appreciate Caleb coming. That's right. Caleb came to Joshua and said, give me my mountain.
Right.
You know what he told him? There it is. Go take it. Amen. That's right. He said, well, Lord, if you gave it to me, why is there three giants up there?
Right.
If you're really leading me to pray, why am I so tired? If you're really leading me to read tonight, why am I falling asleep? Why are there giants up here? If you really wanted me to go to church, wouldn't I feel good now? Kill the giants, brother, sister. Just slay them all. And ain't none of us got an excuse because he's older than all of us, I think, right? Caleb was 80, 85. That's right. Got us all beat. You know what he said? I'm better for war today than I was then. Why? Because I can taste it. Hallelujah. Think about it, brother, sister. He had been there through all the backslidings. He had been through all the message corruption. Come on now. He had watched them all die and perish. He was the only one still standing from his generation. He said, I've waited this long. I'm not going to let it slip through my fingers now. Brother, sister, we're at the end time. We're on the last lap, the last turn. Don't quit now. Press on in. Say, Lord, I believe Grandma's right across the river. I'm going to meet her. I believe the saints of God are waiting on me. Hallelujah, give me my mountain. Give me my victory. Lord, the sword's in my hand, but Lord, let my hand of faith in you start slicing all the promises of God away from the devil. Let's stand together tonight. Glory to God. Worship Him tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. We praise you tonight, Lord Jesus. Where you lead us, we'll follow. Hallelujah, just a chorus.
Where he leads me, I will follow.
Yes, Father. Glory to God.
Where he leads me, I will follow.
Thank you, Lord.
Judgment.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh. the judgment.
Calling tonight, let's sing. Hear my Savior calling. Thank you, Lord.
I can hear my Savior.
You hear His voice. Thank you, Lord.
Calling. I can hear my Savior calling.
Every eye closed before Him. You hear the Savior calling. Is that your heart's cry? It says, Lord, the Holy Ghost in me declares, wherever you want to go, wherever you lead me, Lord, I'm following. And Lord, I'm just here to dedicate myself to the army of God. I'm here to raise my hand and say, Lord, I'm on your side. God bless you, brother. God bless you, brother, sister. God bless you, brother. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you, sister. Hey, my hand's up to you, Lord God. Let me follow you wherever you lead me. No matter how hard it might seem, no matter how much confusion the devil might try to give, Lord, if you're there, that's where I want to be. That's what I want to do. Hallelujah. There might be giants on that mountain, but Lord, it's the mountain of my inheritance, and you'll go with me. These giants will be nothing before me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Man, one time kept feeling called to go to Africa. Called to go to Africa. He kept knowing it, kept knowing it. Finally, some men said, you know, it's dangerous in Africa. What do you feel like taking all your kids away from, you know, our civilized country here where they're safe and don't have to worry about things? He said, if God's called me to Africa, it's the safest place for my family. And brother, sister, I don't know if He'll call you to, I don't know if He'll call me to Africa. I haven't got a revelation of that. But He's called us to the Word. He's called us to heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He's called us to recognize ourselves in the Word. Hallelujah. And that's the safest place for you to go. That's the safest place for you to retreat, brother, sister. The world will tell you, no, you need to talk to this person. You need to call here. You need to run here, run there. And you say, no, I need to go to my prayer closet. God will show me what to do. Just reading in the absolute with our heads still bowed. I believe the Holy Spirit's still in the service. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He had that tax case over and over again. And he kept dealing with it, kept dealing with it. He was getting real frustrated. And he said, there was one scripture he was dealing with. I can't remember that off the top of my head. But he's saying, Lord, I don't owe it. I don't owe it. I don't need to pay it if I don't owe it. And then finally he remembered, said he went to prayer. And the Lord reminded him that Jesus one time, he didn't owe taxes. What are you talking about? He was the maker of the universe. How could he owe anybody money? But he said, lest we offend them. He said, go, Peter, go fish and get a coin and we'll pay him. And he said, I committed it to the Lord and went down there to the bank and just wrote it out. He said, $40,000, just said, get it. He said, some brothers helped out. And you know what? They allowed it. Hallelujah. He said, they gave me a payment I can pay and I'll pay it back when I can. The Lord worked it all out. Hallelujah. Sometimes we want a miracle that God ain't called for us. Come on. Because it looks too hard. Brother, sister, just because it's hard don't mean it's the will of the Lord. You need to get on your knees. You need to find that voice. And the second the revelation strikes, act upon it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So everybody just wants to rededicate themselves tonight to the cause of Christ. And say, Lord, I believe you tonight. I believe this word was for me. Lord, and I want to keep going. I want to keep pressing. I don't want to get lax, Lord. I don't want to be slack and have the word come and have to rebuke me back to line. I want to be out there on the front lines.
I want to be about my Father's business. I want the Holy Spirit to be able to report back to the Father. He's a chip off the old block. He's doing exactly what you would have done, Lord, if you were down here. Glory to God. Believe it now with all your heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, with the Holy Spirit in service. Thank you, Lord. Can we just yield ourselves and worship in the Spirit and truth? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you for the truth. Thank you for the real apostolic blessing, Lord. That fellow at Pentecost is still here with us tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face and the things
singing that. Is there anybody like to come forward for prayer? Would you come now? God bless you. Keep your eyes on Him. Keep your eyes on the promise. Hallelujah. Come forward, those. Come for prayer. God bless you, brothers. Hallelujah. Look toward Him. Let Him be the whole picture you can see. The bleeding, bloody Lamb of God. The Word that took your place. Promised you this inheritance. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going to pray with ease, keeping an atmosphere of prayer and belief. Oh, we believe you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your promise. Help us, Lord, we pray. Your Lord are the healer. I believe you've healed him of all the pain by your power. We thank you for it, Lord. We give you all the praise for touching our brother in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you, Lord. Trophy of the message. Lord is turning away from everything of the world, everything of the past, turning up towards heaven, consecrated a servant for you. Fill him anew, Lord, use him for your glory and praise as you have many times in the past. Time and time, Lord, you've been there and shown yourself alive. Lord, may you use this vessel for thy glory and praise. May all that takes me thwarted by the Holy Spirit. May you have the preeminence of his life. Thank you, Lord, for it. Together and pray this thing in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, just fall more in love with Him tonight. All the things of the world just fade away. He's that glorious, brother, sister. Oh, just take the antidote of the Holy Ghost tonight. You'll find the joy you need. You'll find the love and peace you need.
I'll turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory.
Look for.
I gotta hear it here.
He's the only one, and let him have his way until the day is done, and when he speaks, you'll know dark. Just because he loves you so.
Let's sing that again.
For Jesus is the one. Yes, he's the only one. And let him have his way.
Thank you, Lord.
Just
because he loves you. Yes, Jesus.
So
with all our hearts, sing it again. Oh, yes.
For Jesus is the one.
You're the one, Lord. Just take a moment and thank him and praise him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much, Lord.
I praise.
Blessed be your name, Jesus.
Glory, power.
Glory to God in the highest. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the Holy Ghost.
My patience, my long suffering.
Thank you for your love and mercy to me, Lord.
My Lord, I love you.
Your ever present help in all the times of trouble.
Lord, do thy will.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, lead us. God, strengthen us. Give us faith like never before. Let us never fear to go where you tell us, Lord.
Praise thy name, Lord.
We're to follow you with all our hearts. Never be afraid of the enemy.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Know that you're greater than all this,
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I love you, Lord.
Oh, thank you for your presence tonight, Lord. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
How we love
praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Bless your
praise
name, Jesus.
God, praise
blessed
God,
be
praise
that wonderful name.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank
praise
you, Lord.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
it says,
you.
Key of G. I'd like to sing what I believe is all our prayer tonight. Lord, just a closer walk with you. Hallelujah. Did you hear from heaven tonight?
Yes.
You receive it. Take you home, brother, sister. Act upon it.
Yes.
Act upon it with all that's in you. Say, Lord, you told me, you revealed it, but Lord, it's now in my hands. Let me never be afraid to take the word home and apply it to my house, apply it to my life. God bless you. Is this you all right? Is there any prayer requests for you? You sure? All right. Just making sure tonight. She sometimes sneaks it in on me, you know. It's only been once or twice. Don't you just love him tonight? You love his presence? Oh, thank you, Lord. I'll let Dad take it on this song, I believe. Let's just sing that tonight, all from the depths of our souls. Lord, let us have a closer walk with you, Lord. Sing it now. Worship him. Oh, yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sorry, brother, sister, but I didn't want to move that slow before we left. So I want to sing one more, if you can. Dead in key of C tonight. Take a little break off there. How many believes it moves on? Amen. Amen. Let's sing that together, and then you can have it for sure. The move is on, my Lord. The move is on, my Lord. The move is on. I Go ahead, Dad. God bless you tonight.